This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Sunday Night Football, the Colts with an easy peasy victory over the 49ers, 30-18. Carson Wentz, a couple touchdown passes for Indy in that game. Kyle Shanahan, the head coach of San Francisco, afterwards was asked if Jimmy Garoppolo is still the starting quarterback. Garoppolo's stat line last night, 16 of 27, 181 yards, one touchdown, two picks, was sacked twice, fumbled twice, lost one of the fumbles.
Ouch.
Now, in fairness, they had that, like, bomb cyclone of rain on top of them last night, so it wasn't the best conditions.
Yeah.
But Kyle Shanahan, when asked if Jimmy Garoppolo is still the starter, said, I guess so.
I guess so? Kind of like your mother not really sure.
Okay, whatever. Not a ringing endorsement.
I suppose you can have a cookie.
Unless I could find someone else around here that's healthy, I guess so. Unless we can make a trade for somebody that's, you know, well, there's got to be somebody better out there. So, but right now, I guess so. The Buccaneers slaughtered the Bears yesterday, 38-3. And in that game, Tom Brady becoming the only NFL quarterback to ever reach the 600 touchdown plateau. He passed 600 touchdown passes. Unbelievable.
That's just crazy.
Mike Evans, the wide receiver who caught the ball, not realizing the importance of the ball, gave it away. And at that point, Tom decided he would like that ball. So the trainer went to negotiate with the guy who had it.
Now you're about to see one of the great negotiations in NFL history.
Right here. He's like, we need that ball. That's 600. What? Really? So what do you want? A million? No.
Oh, no,
a date with Giselle. A date with Giselle and I'm in. Tom? Okay, Tom will do it. He'll allow it. One time. You got it.
Yeah, obviously Tony Romo joking about that. But people that thought he was literal, because they're morons, all upset and angsty about it. It was joking. It was a joke. I guarantee you Giselle
Everyone
wasn't offended. Tommy probably wasn't offended. It's a joke.
Well, the part that people miss is that they may all know each other.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
They may know each other well enough to make the joke.
I'm sure they do. Right? I am sure they do. I'm sure they do. I mean, they both golf, right?
Sure.
Tommy and
There'd be every reason for
and
them
Tony,
to hang out.
Yep, I'm sure they know each other. Well, here's the Bucs fan that gave the ball back, and this guy, he didn't want to give the ball back. He was asked repeatedly and kept saying no, and then finally he relented.
He said Tom Brady really wanted it. I was able to take pictures, all that sort of stuff. He said Tom Brady might come over and say hey, thank me. So hopefully I'll get to shake his hand at least.
There you go. Did they offer up anything specifically yet, or are you just kind of waiting to hear that?
They said maybe a signed jersey, but just kind of waiting to hear back.
He's going to get something. Alrighty. Here's Tom Brady afterwards.
Mike gave it away. He goes, man, I'm sorry, man. I get it. I said sorry. I'm sure they'll figure out a way to get it back. But I don't keep too many. I don't actually keep too many things. So in that circumstance, I just, I felt like that might be a good one to keep.
The fan said when you asked for the football, he said he couldn't say no to Tom Brady. You gotta give respect to the
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He's going to get something nice in return, so we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys or some other stuff. So it was really cool of him to do that.
Yeah, now I don't have the whole two minutes worth of this guy to play. I just don't have that much airtime to waste. But he didn't give him the ball back right away. He kept saying no.
Really?
He admitted that he said no multiple times before relenting. So eventually it was Tom Brady, I can't say no. But you said no like two or three times.
Yeah.
But he should have kept that ball. Jim Nantz said so as much because it's worth a lot of money. Some estimate that it could go at auction right now for $500,000. Should have kept the ball.
I don't know, man. Some people are like, that's Tom Brady's ball.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Where sports is concerned.
Yep.
Never know.
Well, and like you said last hour,
romance.
I want to have a catch with Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm getting that.
Yes, I want
to
catch.
You need to throw me a ball.
Yes.
Absolutely.
In Baltimore, Cincinnati, the Bengals are pretty good this year, and they destroyed the Ravens 41-17. Something crazy, though, that happened during the game. The Ravens radio broadcast team, they're calling the game, and that's when a female fan, decided that she was going to, I guess, scale the wall and climb into the broadcast area.
Tyler Boyd has it for a short gain out to the 34-yard line. Again, impressive coverage by Anthony Avery.
What are you doing?
All right, at that point,
makes it sound like his fellow announcer was maybe doing something.
Who, by the way, his fellow announcer's his fellow announcer's name is Jerry Sandusky.
Wow, Mr. Wandering
so,
Hands.
So, anyway, at that point, they got to get this woman out of the booth, and then eventually Sandusky comes back on to explain what happened.
If you were listening, you heard Femi say, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" He was not talking to the players or the coaches. We actually had a fan who was trying to climb into the broadcast booth. She said, "I'm a veteran and I'm looking for a drink."
Yeah, I don't serve.
drinks at the game. I might make some cocktails at home, but this is not the right time or place.
You know what?
Thank you.
I hope she wasn't a veteran, only in that...
Using that as your playing card?
Yeah, and that it's a little disturbing that that's what she did. I don't know. We know so many veterans. So many.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never run into a veteran that played the veteran card that says,
no.
I'm a veteran. Give me something. I mean, if there's something that's available to them, yeah, take advantage. But I have never met a veteran that plays the card.
Maybe this is the way she sneaks into luxury boxes and whatnot.
Yes. That's what she said. She was trying to get to a luxury box, and she crawled in the wrong area.
Yep.
The Arizona Cardinals remain undefeated, 7-0 now. They beat the Texans 31-5, crushed them. At one point, though, the Texans led 5-0. And then they were outscored by 31, and that was that. Yes. The Lions led the Rams 10-0, and then the Rams came back, won that game 28-19. The Raiders, they win again, 33-22. This time they beat the Eagles. They're 2-0 without John Gruden. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers tossed 3 touchdown passes in a 24-10 victory over Washington. Washington earlier in the week cut their kicker, Dustin Hopkins, and they replaced him with a guy named Chris Blewett. Here he is making his first attempt yesterday.
So, Washington, new kicker today, Chris Blewett. And, yeah, well, you saw it right there. No good.
He's trying not to say Blewett.
That one might have been tipped, but the trajectory was pretty low to begin with. The Giants, they get a victory. They're off to Schneid. They beat the Panthers 25-3. Sam Darnold was benched for the Panthers in that game. Matt Rhule, though, said afterwards he'll remain the starter. The Titans all over the Chiefs 27-3. Kansas City, not good this year at all. And Patrick Mahomes, they say he cleared the concussion protocol after taking a knee to the head late in the game. But he didn't look like he cleared the... I mean, he was woozy. He had to be helped off. His eyes were all glazed over. But they said he cleared the concussion protocol, and they could have put him back in, but Andy Reid opted not to. Good call, Andy Reid. The Jets completely humiliated by Bill Belichick and the Patriots, 54-13 the final. The Falcons with a 30-28 victory over the Dolphins, and something very remarkable in this game. In the loss, quarterback Tua Tagovailoa for the Dolphins completed 80% of his passes. He was 32 of 40 for 291 yards and 4 touchdowns in the loss.
Nice.
He became only the second quarterback to toss 4 touchdowns while completing 80% of his passes in a loss. The other was the guy who beat him yesterday, Matt Ryan of the Falcons. That happened to Matt Ryan in 2019 against the Cardinals. It is weird. Mike Tyson versus Logan Paul. I might have to... finally buy a pay. I've never purchased a boxing pay-per-view in my life.
Oh, no kidding.
Never. I've always found somebody that has it on. And
all right.
If I need to get over there.
I see how you are.
Yeah. Oh, I'll chip in $5, but I'm not paying 50.
Yeah.
But I might have to. If my friend Jarrett, if he's not getting that one, I might have to buy that myself.
I think I bought Tyson a Holyfield, the bite.
Yeah, I went to Nick Catrabone's house for that fight. Yeah, a friend named Nick. And he didn't charge me anything. He even gave me some popcorn. The Hornets beat the Nets yesterday in Brooklyn, 111-95. And prior to the game, fans of Kyrie Irving demanding that he be allowed to play. They want Kyrie to be able to play. He's unvaccinated. They shouldn't be trying to storm the arena the Nets play in. They should be trying to storm City Hall because the Nets have nothing to do with it. They can't let him play at home. It's against the rules in the New York City. So it's not the Nets.
It literally is against the law.
Correct. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Sorry. NHL action. The Bruins topped the Sharks. Red Wings doubled up the Blackhawks. Chicago is 0-5. 0-5-1. Oh. The Islanders took care of the Golden Knights 2-0 in Vegas. And in NASCAR, how about this?
If he's able to finish this off, the last driver to win 3 straight races twice in a season was Dale Sr. back in 1987. Pretty good company to join there.
That's the best company.
And that guy they're talking about, Kyle Larson, who did it again. He won his 9th.
Wow.
He's won the last 3 races. He's won 4 out of the last 6. He's won 9 on the season that are involving the points. And he also won the $1 million for winning the All-Star race. If he does not win the NASCAR title, it's a complete joke. It's just a joke. It's just a complete
that they invented
joke.
This playoff
I looked
system.
Up his stats this morning, and he's won 10 races, 9 points, 1 all-star race.
Yeah.
There's been like 33 races. I could be wrong. It'd be 33,
34.
Yeah. He's got another 10 races where he finished in the top 5. Most of them were seconds or thirds.
Oh, yeah.
So two-thirds of the time, this guy wins the race or finishes top 5 at least.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of the time. If he's not the NASCAR champion, the point
system a position to win.
Is a complete an utter joke. Here's your fun fact. I know you're a big fan of all things Pontiff. Well,
you know how I love the Pope.
On this day in 1980, the Pope said divorced Catholics who remarry can only receive communion if they abstain from sex.
Oh, then we'll do it.
Yes.
As long as you're not having sex.
Yes, you can
remarry. You could have taken a solemn vow in front of God himself, but as long as you're not having, put the old hot dog in the bun.
That's right.
Yeah.